This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be covering today is they're trying to make a big ado of it, isn't that the truth? They're trying to make the governor in Michigan out to be the victim, okay? Tyranny in Michigan. The question that I have for everybody is, what is this governor doing to incite such a response from the people? I mean, it's insanity as to what we're seeing go on here. But friends, nothing new under the sun. This is exactly what they do when they're called out into the carpet, when it's close to prosecuting these criminals called politicians in whatever capacity they sit, friends. What does the media do? They come in and they give them cover. They begin to escalate them. They begin to promote them. And the Bible's clear. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And let me tell you something, friends. It's exactly what's going on here in the state of Michigan. And we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. I'm going to pick it up right away, friends, because what happens too often, I pick up the main topic at the half-hour mark, and what happens, I lose you. But today, I have you for 2 hours. And I just want to cover a couple things. Because first of all, I want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one and the number two show throughout the week. It's always between me and Alex Jones, neck and neck for some reason. And with that said, out of 65 different show hosts, you've made us the number one and the number two show throughout the week. We're broadcasting live in over 131 cities. We're also broadcasting live into 53 countries as well. And if at any time you want to check us out and maybe you'd like to have us come into your community, we're going to be in Tennessee. We're going to do 3 events. We're going to be doing television with that of Alan Keyes, former presidential contender in 2008. We're also going to be spending some time with White House correspondent Dr. June Knight. And I'm going to be preaching at a church there as well. But before we get there, we're going to be in Michigan on Tuesday preaching at a larger congregation there, and I'm actually looking forward to the time that we're going to be spending there. If you want to check us out and you want us to be a part of what's going on, we're about 3 months out. Now's the time to do it. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm not going to tell you how great we are. I'm just going to show you the fruit in our basket. That's all I can do. Take it from other people as to what they've experienced with us, because the Bible's clear in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that you're not to find your faith in the wisdom of men's words, right? But in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And why? Well, 1 Corinthians 4:20 tells us the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power, right? We come to you in strong confidence and much assurance that you would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction. So hang on with us. If you feel like you're being convicted, that's what the Holy Ghost does. Go to John 16. It tells us that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He never comforts a man that's in known sin. So just hold up with us, friends, okay? Because we're always going to point our finger backward as to where it needs to be pointed. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can understand maybe why we're being censored, because of the topics that we're covering, because we're not going to move from the Rock of Ages or the Constitution of the United States of America, because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th president of the United States of America, and we all know this to be true, like it or not. It matters not. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles there, combating the lies to the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, break it out into syllables and type it out. We're on the front page over on beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If at any time you want to call in, I prefer hearing from you, okay? I prefer hearing from you more than I do reading your texts, pro or con. We are here contending for the faith, so you don't have to be pro. You can go ahead and contend. If you just want to weigh in, you can. If you want to add to what we're talking about and weigh in, please do that too. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. You get the point. Folks, again, look what's going on in Michigan right now. The mainstream media is trying to paint the picture that a governor, if you want to call her that, the tyrant, Gretchen Whitmer, is the victim. Well, I'm going to lay out a bunch of facts for you, and you tell me who the victim is. You tell me as to who's under attack. Just this last week, just to kind of do a little bit of a recap to get you caught up, we had Attorney Catherine Henry with us, who was a part, and she had a strong role in winning over the tyrant in Michigan. They actually took her, Governor Whitmer's unconstitutional orders to the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan, and they ruled in her favor, and they said that what Governor Gretchen Whitmer is doing is completely unconstitutional. Of course it's unconstitutional, friends. We see 9 states in our union that said it's completely unconstitutional. Lockdowns, close down your businesses, you better wear a mask or else. Folks, are you kidding me? Show me that in the U.S. Constitution. Show me that where we've ever delegated that authority to our employees, friends. We're the employer, not the employee. We tell them what to do. They do not tell us what to do. And if we act lawfully under God, we're in the good. But if we're not, then we're going to get in trouble, and we want to make sure that we're in the good, right? Read Exodus 20 when you get a moment. But if you remember right, Attorney Catherine Henry, when she joined us earlier this week, concerning her win over the tyrant in Michigan, she had said that means burn your masks on TV on Fox 2 there in Michigan. She said that means burn your masks right now if you didn't already. She said open your gym and movie theater and open whatever business you have. Attorney Catherine Henry said, as she went on, go on and frequent whatever businesses you'd like to go to. If you have a church that's limited your services because of how you're reading the EOs, forget that. All of those executive orders based on COVID-19 circumstances from 2020, they're out. They're gone. They're done. Folks, they've never had constitutional standing, namely under the Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. If people would simply take the time to read for yourselves, you would understand who's playing the tyrant here. Well, guess what, folks? The folks in Michigan are not putting up with what's going on concerning their governor any longer. They're standing up against her. So it should come as no surprise as to what we're seeing here now, friends. In any sense of the word, okay? She loses constitutional authority, the rug's pulled by the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan, and now all of a sudden, before you know it, there's a coup to kidnap. There's a conspiracy to take over the government. Again, I'm going to lay the facts out for your candor, friends. You tell me who's under attack. And by the way, this is nothing new under the sun, friends. This is why people are standing up all across the country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Oh boy, I'll tell you what, we got stupid online today. No question about it. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If at any time you want to call in, please do. Pro or con, we'd love to hear you. I got a phone call already. I haven't really said much, but I'll take Mac from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great, sir, and it's an honor and privilege to be able to speak to you, and I really appreciate all you're doing for my home state and beloved state of Michigan.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you for that.
Cool. Thank you, Mac.
Yeah, and I just wanted to call because I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so I actually haven't been home much during this pandemic. I'm in Detroit right now, and I'm getting ready to go into Canada, but I just wanted to kind of tell you about the mask update ever since our beloved Catherine Henry. Oh, I love her. Isn't she just the most wonderful thing?
She's an exceptional devil, Mac. She's an exceptional devil, let me tell you.
She goes right up there with Christy Noemi. Noem. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, of South Dakota. And we have a state rep here named Michelle Hoytenga, who's been battling the tyrant day in, day out. I don't know if you're aware of Michelle Hoytenga. She's awesome.
No, I am not.
But you should, you've done so much for Michigan. You might want to click on her Facebook page because she's fighting tooth and nail ever since this pandemic. And out of the politicians in Michigan, she's one of the shining stars easily.
I've been a part of a couple of the events that you've had out there, Mac, and people just overall are just fed up with what's going on. And there's so when this is starting to transpire right now, it comes as no surprise as to how they're retaliating again against the people in Michigan. It seems like every time you stand up, you get a victory. Here she comes again to defy and to wield more control over the subjects. And you can only oppress the people for so long, and that's exactly what we're beginning to see right now. It's not necessarily on my end that I condone how they do it, but the fact of the matter is she's inciting the people to respond in weird ways right now, and we need to put it into perspective as to what's taking place and who the guilty party may be concerning what's going on there.
Yeah, and you know, she just doesn't stop. I mean, just like you just said it all, she's gotten me so upset this year. I've never had any politician, even a Democrat. Jennifer Granholm, I didn't vote for her, but she did a couple favors for a family member that was in the military and took care of it immediately. And we didn't vote for her, but we were thankful for her, and she never even closely resembled anything like this. We've had Democrats before that, you know, would never do anything like this. So I'm not a hater of just because somebody's a Democrat. I grew up in the auto industry, and my father and my stepfather worked for General Motors. And, you know, there's a lot of people that used to vote Democrat, but I'm telling you, I talk to people. Bradley, I've been all over the country. I've been to Minneapolis twice this year. I've been to California, and I can't believe the people. I'm going to tell you, the people are pissed.
Yeah, for the matter.
French.
Yep.
They are upset. And I've talked to, I was in El Paso, Texas, standing right there on the Juarez-Mexico border, and I was at a Sam's Club, and there was a group of about 9 Latino men, and I made the mistake of calling them Mexican-American. I was trying to be polite and PC, and the guy got in my face. He was polite, though. He pointed his finger at me. He said, "I am an American." Mm-hmm. I was born here in El Paso, Texas. I love my state. I love my country, and I fly the stars and stripes. And he goes, "I'm a proud conservative."
Amen.
And wow! I bought the guy lunch. I went over. He clued me into a really good Mexican restaurant right across the street, and I bought him a gift card and said, "Hey, buddy, I really like you guys. Here's lunch on the house, man. I wanted to do this for you." But everywhere I've been, Bradley, it's just been amazing that some of the people I've talked to, and of all ethnicities.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, Mac, and it's important that people hear what you're saying right now, because I'm all over the country as well, and what you see the media promulgating, what they're broadcasting to their propagandists, to the useful idiots, it's in stark contrast to what you're seeing across the country. They're promoting that which I'm not seeing out there at all. They're promoting division constantly. I don't care if it's between the colors or something that they're fabricating or contriving. I'm not seeing what they're reporting. I'm in Minneapolis. Even after the George Floyd incident took place, I went to Minneapolis the very next day to see for myself exactly what was going on, and they blew it way out of proportion, which lines up with William Hearst when he said, Randolph Hearst, he said, "You know, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war." Folks don't understand that a lot of what we're talking about today is nothing short of propaganda. But to parrot your comments, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I want to say this too. Something you said earlier, Mac, is the fact that when you look at, you know, when you tell the truth, truth doesn't tell what it tells you. Truth demands a response, and those that lie are the ones that are hating the truth. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to equate when you tell them the truth, they're trying to point out the finger by browbeating you, calling you a hater, equating the truth to the law that exposes them for their crimes. And this is exactly what we're going to be talking about right now in Michigan. People are tired of it. We understand what the law says. We understand what it doesn't. When you're talking about the Republicans and you're talking about the Democrats, by the way, both unconstitutional parties, there's over 101 party affiliations today. We're a constitutional republic. We're not a Republican form of government in the sense of the Republicans, the party affiliation, rules the roost. And then the Democrats, when they're in power, rule the roost. That's not not how it works. We're ruled by law, not by opinion in this country. But what they keep fueling is the narrative to continuously drive a wedge between the people in any way they can, which means they're attempting to divide and conquer so they can wield more control over the people. But again, just going back to what you originally said, Mac, I see people angry too, and I'm not seeing the division, I'm not seeing the riot, I'm not seeing the domestic insurrection, that the way the media continuously promulgates, and I'm quite frankly sick and tired of it.
Yes, Bradley, and one last thing I wanted to mention is the narrative of the media. They're trying to divide and conquer because, for example, they're talking about the heated racial tension. I'm here to tell you, my friend, I have never seen such togetherness.
Yep.
Everywhere I
yep.
go, I was in Los Angeles, California,
yep.
and there was a couple young black girls that were in the security guard, and they just talked to me. And of course, I'm nice to everybody, but when I was leaving, that young black girl, I gave her an ice cold bottle of Arkansas spring water, and she says, "I'm from Arkansas, and I love Arkansas." And she told me as I was leaving that I was her favorite truck driver that's ever come through there.
Well, that's
and
awesome.
I'm telling you, I noticed that people of minorities in particular, because I'm Caucasian, they have just really treated me so well everywhere I've been. So what you're hearing on the news is garbage.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely
propaganda.
Ridiculous. And they're trying to label, people as the people that don't vote to the left. They're trying to
drive a wedge between the people so they can divide the house. Because once you're divided, you're easily controlled that way. And this has been the narrative for a long time. It's been going on for decades in this country. And we have to get back to our founding documents because we're one nation under God. We're not one nation under our favorite politician or party affiliation. And again, that's what we got to get back to, Matt. I totally appreciate your time. I totally appreciate your call. I have a hard break coming up. There was a couple things I wanted to add to what he was talking about. Folks, you need to understand what Mac was just talking about, is that it doesn't fit the narrative to hear the things that Mac was just telling you concerning that which they're trying to, again, promulgate. They want to fuel the narrative to divide, not to unify. And the way to drive out your enemies, friends, is to unify under God, under his moral law and his constitution, right? The Torah, so on and so forth. And without that, folks, we're going to be divided. And that's where we're at today, and we need to come into unity. But again, just parroting and writing off his last comments, folks, they don't want you to hear, the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear that we're unified on so many different fronts. No, they just want you to hear about how divided we are. And the reason they do that is because they're attempting to undermine the U.S. Constitution continuously. And the way they do that is inundate us with propaganda 24/7. And again, friends, people are tired of it. They're standing out. They're coming up. They're coming together, and they're saying enough is enough. Now, folks, what I want to do is I want to get over to the main topic here because it's important that we do. What is this governor doing to incite a response, the way that she's getting a response today? They're equating law abiders demanding justice as anti-government and domestic terrorists. As Max said, anybody that stands on the side of law, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians want to browbeat you into submission by getting everybody else to parrot their comments that you're a hater for standing on the side of the truth and the law. Let me just say it this way, friends. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. But when you tell the truth, you're going to be hated by those that are lawless. Read Psalm 109 and John 15 when you get a moment. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I want you to know our nation's going to defeat this terrible China virus, as we call it.
President Trump delivering remarks in the Rose Garden at the White House. The president holding his first event since revealing his COVID-19 diagnosis 9 days ago. President Trump continues.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time. As you know, it's coming out very, very soon. We have great, great companies doing it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are continuing to discuss a new stimulus plan over the weekend. Pelosi telling her Democratic colleagues, though, that the $1.8 trillion offer from the administration was one step forward and two steps back. You're listening to USA Radio News. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards will be touring the area around Lake Charles by helicopter on Saturday to get a first-hand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Delta. David Fries with Entergy says the storm impacted a much broader area of the state than Hurricane Laura, which hit just 6 weeks ago.
Even though the storm made landfall not far from where Hurricane Laura made landfall, it took a little bit of an easterly track that then affected more Louisiana.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden hitting the road on Saturday, the former vice president campaigning in Pennsylvania. On Friday, Biden was in Nevada reminding everyone to early vote.
Early voting right here, right at this spot. So come back next weekend, bring your family, and bring five friends.
The former vice president also having some fun with some of the entertainment going on around him.
I got a couple people I'd like you to lasso. You ready to move? I need to take you to Washington with me.
Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so here we go. The bots. Yep, the Trump bots are out today, no question about it. 1-866-582-9933. You want to call in at any time. Stick to the topic, please. Make your point. We got much to cover, and we are going to pick up right now and do just that. So, we're seeing what's taking place in Michigan today. And I got a question for you. What is it that this governor's doing to incite such a response from the people? We see the media and corrupt politicians are equating law abiders and demanding justice, you know, the law abiders that are demanding justice, as anti-government and or domestic terrorists. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that ain't going to work. Because the revisionists are out through forced compliance, through totalitarian methods, through authoritarian methods to simply try to dummy you down and put you into submission one way or another, regardless of what method they use in the process. Folks, we got to wake up to what's going on here. Because we see a governor that's assailing the people in her prospective state, and And then when she comes under fire from the people, then they use a group of people to try to put a wide stroke across the rest of the people in Michigan by blaming everybody for the actions of a few. Now I want before I jump the gun here on that, I gotta make clear some things here, okay? When you go to the original Oxford English Dictionary, the word terrorism is defined out as government by intimidation. Okay? Government by intimidation. See, but what we're beginning to see in America today is a more brazen exhibition of tyranny within the walls of government more than ever before. We are seeing the upping of the ante when it comes to the attacking of their own constituents coming from our said representatives for not submitting to their tyrannical acts. Again, here's the definition of tyranny. Arbitrary or despotic exercise of power, the exercise of power over subjects and others with a rigor not authorized for the purpose of government. So in other words, tyranny is when someone puts themselves or is elected to a position of trust through delegated powers by we the people in this country to keep the precepts and the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Once they get there, they begin to throw off the people, work for special interest groups, and warring against the people that they're supposed to subject themselves to in servitude. Okay? But again, this is the definition of tyranny, and it's exactly what we're seeing today. Now, what we've seen for decades in this country is tyrants are even going so far as to not only abuse their power against the people, but now they are attempting to mandate their subjection to their abuse. And if you don't subject yourself to their abuse, then you get the or else. Now, what's the or else? Well, the or else is the corrupt who have a long history of working hand in glove with the mainstream media and browbeating and labeling anyone as being anti-government or domestic terrorists if they don't fall in line and suffer their abuses. Folks, this is what's happening. And this is nothing new in America, friends. Nothing new here. Our forefathers were labeled terrorists by the king tyrant, by the tyrant king, George, across the pond when throwing off his arbitrary and tyrannical government. Read Ecclesiastes 1:9. Folks, they would have you revise your understanding to believe that right is wrong and wrong is right. And the only way they get away with this is with ignorant people, people that have been dummied down, people that haven't taken the time to study for themselves to know what's right and what's wrong. Okay? Read Isaiah 5:20, you'll understand. Now, the Huffington Post recently reported that a Michigan militia was plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They reported a Democrat who has come under fire from President Donald Trump, according to the FBI. Okay? Defendants Adam Fox, Barry Croft, Ty Garvin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harrison, Brandon Casaretta were charged with conspiracy to commit kidnapping, according to court documents. The domestic terrorism investigation involved both confidential informants and undercover employees who recorded conversations, texts, online chats, and phone calls with the defendants. Are you with me? We all know how this works. Okay, because regardless of what the mainstream media says, we can just give it a couple days, friends, a couple weeks, and we're going to see the truth come out. Because these people are liars, they're defamers, and they have a long history of working on the behalf of covering up for conspirators. Again, just hang with me, okay? I don't want to form your judgment for you, but I am going to make reference to constitutional law, and I'm going to make reference to common sense along the way concerning this topic. Again, we all know how this works because Reese, just right after Huffington Post came out and began to paint a picture of these individuals, folks, I want to say this. They came out and they basically said you're guilty until proven innocent. That's not how our form of government works in this country. You're innocent until proven guilty. It's interesting how the media works that to their favor, to favor on the behalf of those that are playing along with this global agenda. It really is. Okay? But I want you to pay attention because right after this Huffington Post piece came out, the very next day, Red State came out and then reported thereafter, narrative fail. Turns out folks behind the Whitmer plot aren't who the media are painting them out to be. Isn't that interesting? And folks, you need to understand that the media does not have a right to violate law. Freedom of speech does not give you the right to lie. It does not give you the right to defame. It does not give you the right to sic a jihad on people that disagree with you politically. And this is the act of tyrants every step of the way. Again, just interjecting, folks, a little history to bring it to the present, because history is repeating itself again. I want to make clear concerning this group that allegedly are being accused of, at this point, of kidnapping. I want to make clear that lawlessness is lawlessness, whether it's an Antichrist militant or a tyrannical militant constitution-destroying governor. Okay, two wrongs don't make a right. I just want to make clear. If what we are being told is true, no Christian patriot is going to condone such actions because God's law condemns it. Read 1 Timothy 1:10. You'll understand what I'm talking about. The point is not about what is going on out there in Michigan concerning the issue as much as it is about what it is the governor is doing to incite such a response, because it's not just these guys that are angry about the abuses of this tyrant governor in Michigan named Gretchen Whitmer. Okay? And as I said, we're going to find out in the up and coming days, weeks, and months as to the lies and the truths the mainstream media is once again promulgating. Now, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this, but there's a guy out there named Sheriff Darleaf. Sheriff Darleaf is one of the constitutional attorneys out there in Michigan who actually stood up and defied the unconstitutional order of Gretchen Whitmer when she said, close your businesses and you better wear a mask and no school. She just wanted to dictate at will. He stood up in defiance against her and said, to her, you do not have the constitutional authority in doing so. Okay? It's funny how they have now linked him to this militia group in conversation, because they are now reporting, friends, that Darleaf took the stage with these militia guys that conspired to go ahead and kidnap the governor. Isn't that interesting how the media does that, friends? They want to group everybody together. Listen, I've done literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of events in the United States of America. And folks, I'm sure there's people today that have done bad things that I didn't know were there. But you don't equate me to them because they came to one of my events. Well, the media does when it works for their advantage. And again, this is why you have to pay attention to the details, friends, because you'll always find the devil in the details. Isn't it interesting that they are trying to link this sheriff who stood on the law, defying the corrupt tyrants and stating what you're doing is unconstitutional, with these guys that allegedly plotted to kidnap the governor? Folks, nothing new here. By the way, that same sheriff there, Darleaf in Michigan, said Whitmer plot may have been lawful due to her crimes against the Constitution. That's exactly what I want to get to, okay? Because this is not an issue, friends, of what the media pushes. It's an issue of law. And what the media means you to overlook is the law concerning what's taking place here, okay? They're trying to defend Whitmer because she just lost her standing with the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan concerning her unconstitutional orders, as I stated during the first segment of the show today. Do you see what's happening? She just got the rug pulled from under her. The Supreme Court stood up and said, what you're doing is unconstitutional. So what are they doing? Because now she lost that leverage against the people. She is standing up in retaliatory methods along with the media that helps these corrupt administrations, regardless of where they may be or what in capacity that they may sit. And this being one of them again. But again, look what they're doing, friends. They're trying to put her up in the face of the power that she just lost. By the way, the power that she never had constitutionally. See, this is all going to come out in the wash as to what's going on here, friends. Remember South Dakota Governor just a couple weeks ago, I did an article on her, Kristi Noem in South Dakota. She said, I don't have the authority to lock down the state. Well, the people in Michigan know that as well, and they're trying to figure out why this governor thinks that she can. By the way, there was 9 other governors across the United States that never played along with the federal government in this perpetuated fraud that you know of as COVID-19. And isn't it interesting, during the break, you listen to the president talking about the vaccines are almost ready. I didn't know anybody was waiting for the vaccines. They can't even prove the narrative, and they already got the American people talking about the vaccination. Do you see the pill in the jam? Do you not understand, America? The same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination, and you might want to consider the source before you just go ahead and allow them to stick a needle in your arm and consider what's inside of those vaccinations. And I'm not trying to scare you without fact. I'm trying to put the fear of God in you by obeying Him rather than man. Read Leviticus 19:19 when you get a moment. Folks, right now we're talking about none other than, what is this governor doing in Michigan to incite such a response? And come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, you want to go ahead and give us a call? You can. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about what's going on with the governor in Michigan that she's giving such a response to the people, from the people there in the state of Michigan. Hey, folks, I just got to tell you, over the last 2 weeks, it's probably been the busiest 2 weeks in 23 years of ministry. And I'll tell you what, it's just so overwhelming at time with what we're concerning the times that we're in today, that I don't know how much sleep we've gotten over the last couple weeks. but we are staying our course. I got up at 6 o'clock this morning, wrote a couple articles, did some work, and in the meantime, we are doing what we are doing here. So if there seems to be a pause in between today, just rest assured, friends, we are doing what we're called to do here. But I'll tell you what, I think the body sometimes tells you, you know what, that's enough. Slow your roll, Bradley, slow your roll. But you know what, I believe that we can win the day. I know, and I've shared this 1,000 times on this television, or this television and radio program, that, you know, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. I'm just not willing to give up. I'm just not willing to throw my hat in the ring, because we have a posterity to fight for, friends, and I don't want to leave to our children what it is that we see on the horizon in government today because of, I mean, look at the state of America today, friends. Is this what you want to leave to your kids? I mean, they're looking to further enslave our kids. And this is what, going back to our main topic here, friends, is the very reason people are beginning to stand up. They just realize that government is out of control on so many fronts. And, so anyways, I just thought I would share that. You can hear my voice is going. But again, we're here, we're standing strong, and we're doing what we're called to do, and we're going to continuously do that by the grace of God. Folks, why is now the government in Michigan equating law abiders that are demanding justice as anti-government and domestic terrorists? Because this is what you do. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of, said Joseph Goebbels, a propaganda minister under that of Adolf Hitler. Nothing new. That's interesting to see how many pitchers have that of Governor Whitmer in parallel to Adolf Hitler, putting a little mustache on her, putting her hand up in the air, have a little Nazi star on her. And it's interesting how they call other people Nazis when, in fact, they're the ones acting out verbatim the very definition of what a Nazi is. So let's get back to this, friends. I was just highlighting the fact that there's 9 governors in our state. I'm sorry. See what I'm talking about? That wasn't good. That wasn't right. There's 9 governors in this in the United States. I said the states, right? No, there's 9 governors that didn't go along with this perpetuated fraud coming from the federal government concerning COVID-19. And 99% of you know it's a fraud. You got 1% of the useful idiots that are just going along with it, that are only adding strength to tyranny so that they might talk about in a highlight of vaccination that nobody concerning the 99% are waiting for concerning a vaccination. Nobody's looking for a cure because they can't even prove the narrative, friends, as you well know. But again, the point is there's 9 governors in 50 states of our union that didn't go along with it. And I just highlighted during the last break, friends, that South Dakota governor, last segment, sorry, I don't have the authority to lock down the state. They're attacking our religious freedoms, she said. It's exactly right. You just heard Donald Trump talking about how we're going to eradicate this virus, this mysterious, unseen enemy of ours. Yep. And who's been under attack? Has it been a virus, or has it been the American people and their God-given rights that have been under attack? Your God-given rights. I got a question for you, friends, concerning all the information that I just gave to you. Why is Gretchen Whitmer being put into the position of the victim here? Because she can go ahead and wash her hands all day long like Pontius Pilate did before he crucified Jesus Christ. She can go ahead and try to wash her hands all day long and play the victim, trying to convince everyone that she is the innocent one, yet that is the furthest thing from the truth. She, again, has been attacking her constituents far too long in that state. Friends, again, you can only oppress a people for so long. The fact of the matter is it doesn't work well for the oppressor when the people that are being oppressed are not as ignorant as they hoped that they would. See, they're playing the people as being stupid. Well, to be quite honest with you, they are ignorant constitutionally and biblically on so many different fronts. But that's all we have to do is go back to our forefathers. Because our forefathers not only left us the founding documents that exposed tyranny, but also left us an example as to what it is that we are to in such trying times that we find ourselves in today. Read Hebrews 13:7. We're supposed to follow those that have gone before us in the faith. Listen carefully as to what the President of the United States of America said. Love him or hate him. What he said was true. This is Abraham Lincoln. He said, this country with its institutions belong to the people who inhabit it. Okay? whenever they shall grow weary of this or the existing government that is not ruled by the U.S. Constitution, they can exercise their constitutional rights of amending it or their revolutionary right to dismember it or overthrow it. Did you hear what I said? I want you to hear what the President of the United States of America said. This country, with its institutions, belong to the people who inhabit it. Whenever they shall grow weary of the existing government, they can exercise their constitutional right of amending it, or their revolutionary right to dismember it or overthrow it. Oh my gosh, Bradley, that sounds totally revolutionary. Wait a second. There's the lawful that stand against the lawful. I'm sorry. There's the lawful standing against the lawless. Again, forgive me. Okay? Government doesn't have a right to transgress law. It's my understanding they have promised and sworn oath with their hand on the Bible to God and man that they'll uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. What happens when they begin to trample underfoot the laws that they're supposed to magnify? Well, the people need to stand up. I'll get to the U.S. I'll get to the Declaration of Independence in just a couple of moments. Now, I'm sure that there's a lot of people, a majority of people like myself, who prefer reformation rather than revolution. But I want to tell you this. It's not the people that are creating domestic insurrection. It's corrupt politicians, and it's the mainstream media hand in glove that is day in and day out attacking the American people, using groups of people to overthrow their God-given rights, using them as a political battering ram to upend their constitution. That's who's attacking. It's not the American people attacking anybody. It's the American people that are under attack. You know it, and I know it. Okay? So again, let's put this into perspective here. Because the law is in place to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. By the way, I wanted to tell you this as well. This is the same governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who's responsible for wearing a baseball cap with the slogan, Planned Parenthood makes America great again, in support of Planned Parenthood's murder of over 60 million babies. Somehow, the media wants you to believe that she's the victim. She wears a hat that says, Planned Parenthood makes America great again. I don't know, is it just me, but when the Nazis did it, they were crimes against humanity. But when the American government now does it, it's called science, or it's called choice. Are you really that dummy down, America? This is the same tyrant that told businesses not to serve customers that did not comply with their unconstitutional orders and allowing them to buy or to sell. I'm not kidding you. Yet they want you to believe that she's the victim. This is what she, in fact, is responsible for doing against the people in the state of Michigan. She's inciting the people to respond. And once they respond, she wants to stand up and defy. That's what's going on here, friends. This is what's happening all across America. The FBI is reporting that there's many groups that are beginning to come out of nowhere that are anti-government. They're domestic terrorists. No, they're sick and tired of those that you have been protecting far too long in this country. Government does not have a right to play the demigod. They do not have a right to usurp or to act outside of their scope of authority. But again, they want to revise the definition. They want you to get to believing that right is wrong and wrong is right. Now, read Isaiah 5:20, friends. These people are completely upside down, and so is your country. Read Isaiah 59. It's time for us to turn it right side up, and that's what's beginning to happen across the country. By the way, I've said this several times, that you're going to only be able to push a people down and oppress a people for so long before they stand up. And what is the message? You better stay down. You better subject yourself to our tyrannical ways, our arbitrary ways, our despotic ways, or else what we're going to do is we're going to use the FBI, we're going to use the media, and we're going to use corrupt politicians to put you in your place. It's exactly what's happening here, and people are tired of it. I said this, friends, and I want you to hear it again before the end of the first hour. We got hour two coming up. Governor Whitmer is inciting her people. She's the one that's responsible for saying you cannot buy or sell unless you have your mask on. Read Revelations 13:10. Does that sound like an antichrist to you? You better know it does, friends. We're going to take a quick break. Hour two coming up on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.